This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. The Dirty Bourbon River Show describes their music as New Orleans gypsy brass circus rock. And whatever else you want to say about them, they are not typical. For instance, in the fall of 2010, the group did a six-month burlesque residency at the Howlin' Wolf in New Orleans. And as part of that, they did a Commedia Erotica variety hour. They toured with the Holy Ghost Tent Revival, released two albums in 2012. They're working on their seventh album. That'll be released in spring. Going to play tonight at Local 506 in Chapel Hill. And right now, despite the threat of precipitation and apocalypse, which I saw on Super Doppler 5 million last night, they said, in fact, the guy... Well, let me welcome you to the show. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good
Thank
to
you.
Have you here.
Very good to be
he
here.
He said south of here could be rain or sleet or snow. Could be anything that ever happens. And I'm watching, asking my wife, what is going to happen tomorrow? And she said, I don't know. He keeps saying everything. But south of here, there will be a fluid precipitation, a liquid precipitation event.
Oh, goodness.
Liquid precipitation event.
We have no idea of such things.
That's what they said on the Hyper Diaper Viper Doppler 5000.
Depending on what the situation is, when you get a lot of precipitation, a lot of that in New Orleans with all the rain.
Plenty of liquid stuff.
A lot of liquid, fluid, precipitation. Sometimes they're even throwing at you on the stage. Noah, a burlesque residency, what is that?
Basically, we are the backing band for a burlesque variety hour, and so we're responsible for not only doing like the interlude music, but also, you know, coming up with requests and appropriate numbers for the lady dancers to get down.
Wow,
with.
That's a whole. I guess that's an art. I mean, is it improvisational? You kind of watching what's going on, and
it's about half and half, really. Yeah. You have a song form, and then they're going to do whatever length they want, and you got to shorten it or make it as long as they want to move. So it's really cool. It kind of flexes your chops for expanding a song form and.
Doesn't matter what you talked about before the show.
Yeah, that's another thing. Is you're playing one thing, and then what actually happens when the clothes start coming off is a whole other story.
Now, are you responding more to the audience or the dancer?
Everything, but your first and foremost job as a backing band is to support the dancer and to kind of highlight their moves.
But her first and foremost job is
the audience. And then, so it's kind of like a chain of events.
That is a great training, I guess, for any group that wants to do any sort of jazz-like improvisational-based music. And would you say that's at the root of what you do?
Oh, it's one element of it, definitely. Uh-huh. I mean, coming from New Orleans, you can't avoid the jazz in your bones, and even if you try not to play jazz music, it will creep in, you know, to the music that you play.
How did this group get together?
By accident.
It's all Noah's fault.
So you met at the emergency room?
And we'll have us and the other half on christianmingle.com. It's a long story. No, I'm just kidding. Me and Dane, Mr. Bootsy over there, started the band way back in the day, and we just played a few small shows, and we got some really good offers and opportunities, and you know, I had to throw together a big old band because I was, you know, getting some good gigs. So I figured, you know, what better than these fine four gentlemen right here?
Let's hear what it sounds like. Will you do a song for us?
Yes, sir. Should I give a little introduction on this, or just jump right in? It's a little mambo for your mama, a little thing we call "Ain't No Place Like New Orleans."
Don't, but you and me, it wants to leave.
baby brass band, but I lie. It's almost time for the second line. Everybody go home today. They will call my eye and eye. Couldn't go even if you tried. It's no less to get you. So I
It's the Dirty Bourbon River Show live on the State of Things. The song is Ain't No Place. It's off of their album, Volume 1. They're going to be at Local 506 in Chapel Hill tonight. Great song.
Thank you,
what
sir.
A great
Thank
song. You. Now, are you all from New Orleans?
Half of us were born there. The other half has moved there as immigrants and settled in.
So you were and you were there when you met, when you formed as a group. Everybody
yes, sir.
Was,
yes,
everybody
yes.
was there. And you have another album set to come out, right?
Yeah, we got a few we're working on. The next one we just finished recording right now, Volume 4, at the wonderful Piety Studios in New Orleans.
Wonderful.
It was. It came out so amazing, actually. We still listen to it after we recorded it, which is a good sign, because usually when you're done with something, you just want to put it away.
You're sick of it.
Yeah. Well, it must make a big difference to do this kind of music. In other words, where you record. To have producers around who are really steeped in the music kind of make a big difference, right?
Yeah,
recording
definitely.
In a place like that. Can we ask you to do another song?
Oh, definitely. Do a little second line. We call this the Dirty Bourbon second line.
Take me up, baby. We'll be right back.
Dirty Bourbon River Show. They're going to be live at Local 506. That is a song called The Dirty Bourbon Second Line. It is from an album called Volume 3. I'm guessing something like your third album.
Yeah, well,
that's the sixth one.
Yeah. That's the sixth. So yeah. Were you like you were naming them by number, but then you're afraid maybe you'd run out of numbers?
Well, we originally were just going to do 1 year volume, but then we released the first year a second disc, so we decided to do that every year. So we kind of we do a volume and another one every year.
Oh, so you do two?
Yeah.
And you write your own music?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of work then.
Yeah, well, you know.
Charlie, something occurred to me. You're playing the trombone, and then you go into a pretty vigorous vocal, and then back on the trombone, and it never occurred to me before until I watched you do that. That's you got to breathe two different ways, and you have – right? I mean, is that a
– Well, I'm slowly learning that you're breathing the same way every time. It's something – when I first started playing the trombone, I tried to transfer a lot of the things over from singing. I've been singing a lot longer than I've been playing the trombone, and it's something. It takes a lot of air, but it's usually the same kind of air if you're doing it right.
All right,
but
well,
you know, you got to make sure you're doing it right. But it's a lot of fun, man. It's what it's all about.
Sounds great, but it occurred to me that could be like, do you need a whole other set of lungs?
Oh, no, I'm fine, man. Like, I actually just quit smoking cigarettes.
Oh, that well,
I got a whole other set of lungs back. So
you're going to perform at the Radio and TV Correspondents Dinner in Washington D.C.
Yes, sir.
Well, how'd you get that gig? What's that like? Because that's just one of the most
serendipitous
events in the world.
It was
great for you, but it's really an ugly event. Go ahead and tell me about it.
The chairman of the board actually, I think, saw us playing in New Orleans, and they've been trying to get a themed dinner for a while. As you know, it's kind of been a little bit of a wild, not so meaningful, you know, event, and they're trying to really get it, you know, bring back the meaning and the purpose. And so this year, they've been trying to do a New Orleans theme, you know, dinner for a while.
Did they tell you what the meaning of the purpose is?
Yeah, well, it's bringing this year. They're trying to do bringing attention, press focus back to New Orleans because it's kind of, you know, it's been a neglected thing, you know, over the years, and so they wanted to try a more kind of like localized, you know, kind of more organic talent selection this year. Last year they had Wayne Brady. This year they're gonna have the Dirty Bourbon River Show, so it should be. It'll be pretty interesting. But no, I'm really excited because it seems like they're really trying to do a good thing this year and like bring attention to something that's kind of been neglected for a while. And so I'm really happy and proud to be a part of that. You know, anything I can do to bring more attention to New Orleans and preserve, you know, the
right
music
kind of
and stuff that brings us around.
Yeah,
you know,
the right kind. Noble ambition. I wish you well. I'm happy you're going to do it.
Definitely.
I'm going to let you play us out. But first, I want to thank you for being on the show.
Thanks
great.
For having us.
Thanks so much. Dirty Bourbon River Show is Noah Adams, Charlie Skinner, Dane Bootsy, Schindler, Jimmy Williams, and Matt Thomas. They're going to be performing tonight at Local 506 in Chapel Hill, and you can find out more at dirtybourbonrivershow.com. That's our program for today. We're at stateofthings.org, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Once again, the Dirty Bourbon River Show.
All right.
Swear to God, gonna kill it next time it swarms. never felt the moon, yes, I know. Yes, so I'm this man in my home. Play him along the dirty, dirty river show. And I let me hear play that saxophone.
Thank you very much.
What a pleasure. Oh, yes, likewise.